Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member of Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yadal. The first parak, Arba Rosh Hashanim. Masechus Rosh Hashanah has been generally sponsored as a schus for Chaya Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah stated that Beis Shammai said that the first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, whereas Beis Hillel said that's on the 15th of Shvat. The Gemara here asks what the reason is that's in Shvat. The answer is based on a statement that Rebbe Elazar said in the name of Rav Hoshea, Apo Pishu Rov Tekufa B'Mechutz. Even though most of the winter season is yet to come, the Rosh Hashanah for trees is still in Shvat, Hobi Yatsu Rov Gishmei Shana, because most of the rain days of the year have already passed. Rashi explains that these rains cause the sap to rise in the trees, and it's this that will cause the new fruits to emerge. Point number two is Tana Brisa. There was an incident with Rabbi Akiva, Shaliket Esrog Be'echom B'Shvat, V'Nog Boshnei Yisurin, where he picked the fruits of an Esrog tree on the first of Shvat, in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and he subjected it to two tithes. He separated Maaser Sheni, as if it were the second year of the cycle, and he also gave from it Maaser Ani, as if it were the third year of the cycle. Maaser Ani was in accordance with Beis Shammai, who hold that Rosh Hashanah for trees begins on the first of Shvat, and the Maaser Sheni was in accordance with Beis Hillel, who hold that Rosh Hashanah does not begin until the 15th. The Gemara asks if we act in accordance with two chumras, for it was stated in a braisa olam halacha kidibre Beis Hillel. The halacha always follows the view of Beis Hillel. If one wants to act in accordance with Beis Shammai, he may do so, and if one wishes to act in accordance with Beis Hillel, he may do so. However, one who adopts the kulas of both is a rasha, and one who adopts the chumras of both, regarding him the pasuk states v'aksil b'choshek telech, and the fool goes in darkness. How then can Rabbi Akiva act in accordance with both? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Akiva meant to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but was unsure which date Beis Hillel held. Therefore, he gave both tithes. And point number three, the Brisa continues. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says the Rabbi Akiva was not subjecting the Esrog to two tithes to act in accordance with both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rather, he was subjecting it to the practices of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer due to his uncertainty as to the halacha in their machlokas. The Gemara brings the relevant mission, which states Esrog shavu le'il b'shoshah drachim v'yarek b'derek echad. An Esrog is similar to a tree in three ways, and to a vegetable in one way. It's similar to a tree in the following three ways, in regard to Orla, Revai, and Shemitah. Rashi explains that just as other trees, go basok hanata, are a sign the year after which they emerge, so to the Esrog. And it's similar to a vegetable in one way, Shibashasu kitaso isuro. Its status regarding Meiser is determined at the time that it's picked. Divi Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gezer says, Esrog shavali ilon uchol davar. The Esrog is similar to a tree in every respect, even regarding Meiser. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva was unsure whether to follow the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel and assign the Esrog to the year in which it was picked, which was the third year, or to the view of Rabbi Eliezer and assigned to the year it emerged, which was in the second year. He therefore took both Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. So once again, the three points are number one. The Mishnah said that Beis Shammai said that the first of Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for trees, whereas Beis Hillel said that's on the 15th of Shvat. The Gemara here asks, what is the reason that it's in Shvat? And it answers, based on a statement that Rabbi Eliezer said in the name of Moshia, Afa Opi Sharov Tekufa B'Mechutz, even though most of the winter season is yet to come, the Rosh Hashanah for trees is still in Shvat, Hoyo V'yatsu Rov Gishmei Shana, because most of the rain days of the year have already passed. Rashi explains that these rains cause the sap to rise in the trees, and it is this that will cause the new fruits to emerge. Point number two is taught in a braisa, there was an incident with Rabbi Akiva, Sheliket Esrog Be'echo B'Shvat, V'Nog Bo Shnei Isurim, where he picked the fruits of an Esrog tree on the first of Shvat, in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and he subjected it to two tithes. He separated Maaser Sheni as if it were the second year of the cycle, and he also gave from it Maaser Ani as if it was the third year of the cycle. Maaser Ani was in accordance with Beis Shammai, who hold that the Rosh Hashanah of trees begins on the first of Shvat, and the Maaser Sheni was in accordance with Beis Hillel, who hold that the Rosh Hashanah does not begin until the 15th. The Gemara asks if we act in accordance with two chumras, for it was stated in a braisa, La'olam halacha kidivrei Beis Hillel. Halacha always follows the view of Beis Hillel. If one wants to act in accordance with Beis Shammai, he may do so, and if one wishes to act in accordance with Beis Hillel, he may do so. However, one who adopts the kulas of both is a rasha, and one who adopts the chumras of both, regarding him, the pasuk states, V'aksil b'choshek telech, and the fool goes in darkness. How then could Rabbi Akiva act in accordance with both? The Gemara answers that Rabbi Akiva meant to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but was unsure which date Beis Hillel held. Therefore, he gave both tithes. And point number three, the Brisa continues, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says Rabbi Akiva was not subjecting the Esrog to two tithes to act in accordance with both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rather, he was subjecting to the practices of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer due to his uncertainty as to the halacha in their machlokas. The Gemara brings the relevant mission, which states, Esrog shavu le'il b'shosh drachim v'yarek b'derek echad. An Esrog is similar to a tree in three ways and to a vegetable in one way. It's similar to a tree in the following three ways in regard to Orla, Revai, and Shemitah. Rashi explains that just as the other trees go basar chanata, are assigned the year after which they emerge, so to the esrog, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way, shibushasu kitaso isuro. Its status regarding miser is determined at the time it is picked. Diva Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gezer says, esrog shefali ilan uchodavar. The esrog is similar to a tree in every respect, even regarding miser. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva was unsure whether to follow the opinion of Rabban Gamliel and assign the esrog of the year to which it was picked, which was the third year, or to the view of Rabbi Eliezer and assigned to the year it emerged, which was the second year. He therefore took both Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Yadalet, and our standard Siman is a hand, but we use a juggler to make it more distinct. So here goes. The juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni Esrogim at the same time, threw three Esrogim up, high as the tree, and one down, as low as a vegetable. Once again, it's slow motion. The juggler, that must be more in Daf Yadalet, hand. The juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, which reminds us. The Gemara asks what the reason is that the Rosh Hashanah for trees is in Shvat, and answers, based on the same the Rebbe Elazar said in the Rebbe Oshia, that even though most of the winter season is yet to come, the Rosh Hashanah for trees is still in Shvat, because most of the rain days of the year have already passed. And Rosh explains that these rains cause the sap to rise in the trees, and it's this that will cause the new fruits to emerge. So the juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Esrogim at the same time, which reminds us that there was an instance Rabbi Kiva where he picked the fruits of an esrog tree on the first of Shvat in the third year of the Shemitah cycle, and he subjected them to two tithes. Maaser Ani, in accordance with Beis Shammai, hold that Rosh Hashanah for trees begins on the first of Shvat, and Maaser Sheni, in accordance with Beis Hillel, hold that Rosh Hashanah does not begin until the 15th. Now the Gemara asks if we act in accordance with two chumras, since the Braisa taught the one who adopts the chumras of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the pasuk states "Vaksil b'choshek teilech," and the fool goes in darkness. So how then could Rabbi Kiva act in accordance with both? The Gemara answers Rabbi Kiva meant to follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, but was unsure which date Beis Hillel held. Therefore, he gave both tithes. So the juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni Esrogim at the same time, threw three Esrogim up, high as the tree, and one down, as low as a vegetable. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says that Rabbi Kiva was subjecting the Esrog to two tithes, according to the practice of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar, due to his uncertainty as to the halacha in their malchogs. Rabbi Gamliel said an Esrog is similar to a tree in three ways, and to a vegetable in one way. It's similar to a tree in regard to Orel, Ravai, and Shmi, in that it goes Basar Chanata, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way, its status regarding Maaser is determined at the time of Akita, at the time that it's picked. Whereas Rabbi Elazar says the Esrog is similar to a tree in every respect, even regarding Maaser. According to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva was unsure as to whose opinion to follow, so he took both. So once again, the juggler performing in the freezing cold at the tree's birthday party, juggling Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni Esrogim at the same time, threw three Esrogim up, high as the tree, and one down, as low as a vegetable. All right, now it's time for four blah back Chazara. Daf Yud, so the Sim Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The minion of Batis, minion. That must be more in Daf Yud. The minion of botanists who knew that oral of fruit on a tree could still be prohibited in the fourth year, which reminds us that the source of the orla and revive prohibitions are extended into the fourth and fifth year, is that after saying that the fruit of a tree's first 3 years is orla, the pasuk states, ubashana haravis, and in the fourth year. And after presenting the fourth year's revive prohibition, it states, ubashana chamishis, and in the fifth year. These connective phrases through the letter vav connect the fourth year to orla and the fifth year to revive. So the minion of botanists who knew the orla fruit on a tree could still be prohibited in the fourth year planted the new sapling 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah so that it would take hold and count as 1 year. Which reminds us, it was taught in Bryce regarding one who plants a tree or bends a vine to the ground or grafts a branch onto an existing tree in the year before Shemitah, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah arrives, is considered a full year with regard to Orla. The Gemara suggests the Brisa, which says that it must be a full 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in order to be considered a full year, is not in accordance with Rabbi Meir, who said Yom Echa B'Shana Chashushana, that a single day in a year is legally regarded as a full year. After extensive analysis, the Gemara will conclude that the Brisa is in accordance with Rabbi Meir, and when the Torah states that the tree must be planted 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it's Laklita, discussing the period needed for the tree to take hold. So the minion of botanists who knew that oral of fruit on a tree could still be prohibited in the fourth year planted the new sapling 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah so that it would take hold and count as 1 year, right next to their shrubbery sculpture illustrating which historical events occurred in Nisan versus Tishrei. Which reminds me of the Malkos Rabbi Gazer Rabbi Yeshua regarding which month the creation of the world took place in, as well as other historical events. Was it in Nisan or Tishrei? Daf Yadolf, so the Simmer Daf Yadolf is stars. So here goes. The stars, that must be more in Daf Yadolf. The stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit, which reminds us of Malchus when the world was created. Rabbi Yossi says, we know the world was created in Tishrei, for the Pasuk states, Eitz Pri, when the land is laden with fruits, which is Tishrei, whereas Rabbi Yeshua says, we know it was created in Nisan, for another Pasuk states, Eitz Osa Pri, when the earth has trees producing fruit, which is Nisan. So the stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit, and that were named after tzaddikim that died on the same day they were born, which reminds us that we learned that each of the holds the elves died in the month that they were born, for it stated, Yomer Alem ben Mea v'as Mishana Anochi Yom. And he, Moshe, said to them, I'm 120 years old today. So why does the Torah add the word today? To teach them, Moshe meant to say the following, Hayom Malayama Ushnosa. Today my days and years are full. This comes to teach you. The Kosh Baruch who sits and makes full the years of tzaddikim from day to day and from month to month. So the stars twinkling over the earth that was covered in vegetation and laden with fruit and that were named after the tzaddikim that died on the same day they were born, knew a Mabul was coming when they noticed that Mazel Kim was coming up in the daytime and missing two stars. Which reminds us, the Malchokas regarding when the Mabul started is based upon the earlier Malchokas regarding when the world was created. The Pasuk states that the Mabul began in the 600th year in Noach's life in the second month, on the 17th day of the month. Now, which month is the second month? According to Rebbe Eliezer, since the world was created in Tishrei, the second month is Mar Cheshvan. And according to Rebbe Yeshua, who holds the world was created in Nisan, the second month is Iyar. Both agree that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Mazel Kima up at that time and took two stars from Kima and brought the Mabul to the world. Daf Yud Beis. So the Simur Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. As one brother of 12? 12 brothers? That must be one Daf Yud Beis. As one brother played with his remote control boat in a boiling cauldron of hot water, which reminds us that according to Eliezer, the change in nature during the Mabul is that they were punished with boiling water since they sinned with a boiling substance, meaning semen, and this is learned from the word shachacha mentioned by the Mabul, which means subsided, and by Megillas Esther with Machamas Amel shachacha, the anger of the king cooled down. So, as one of the brothers played with his remote control boat in a boiling cauldron of hot water, his 11 brothers were busy taking miser from their beloved vegetables, which reminds us that Bryson mentioned that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for both the Derabanan of tithing vegetables and for Deraisa Maestras. He mentioned Maiser Yark first since it's Chavitum because it's the Derabanan. So as one brother played with his remote control boat in a boiling cauldron of hot water, his 11 brothers were busy taking miser from their beloved vegetables while standing under a big sign reminding them not to take miser sheni in the third and sixth years. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that there's no chi of a miser sheni in the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, but the Pasuk said shenasa miser, referring to only one miser and not the typical two of miser rishon and miser sheni. We know that Maaser Rishon is always brought based on a hekesh of Maaser Rishon to Nachala. Just as an inheritance has no interruption, so too Maaser Rishon has no interruption, but is received by the Levi every year in the Shemitah cycle. Daf Yud Gimel, so the Simur Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah boy. So here goes. The Bar Mitzvah boy, Bar Mitzvah boy, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. The Bar Mitzvah boy excitedly used his new Rabbanan's measurement kit to determine exactly when his plant reached a third of its growth, which reminds them more about a mission that taught the produce and olives required tithing from they grow to one-third of their maturity. Rashi explains the produce refers to grains and grapes. Rabbi Yirmi said, Rabbi Zera, they shouldn't cast aspersions on the measurements of the Rabbanan, for call me to Sochamim Kenu. All the measurements of the Rabbanan like that, they're given in exact terms. So the Bar Mitzvah boy excitedly used his new Rabbanan's measurement kit to determine exactly when his plant reached a third of its growth, hoping it would last for 3 years, which reminds us, Gemara seeks a source for the rule. The produce is assigned to a given year based on when it reaches one-third of its maturity. Sodom and Bryce, Rabbi Yonis and Yonis says, the Pasuk states, I will ordain my bracha for you in the sixth year, and it will make a crop sufficient for the 3 years. Do not read it as it's written, for the 3 years. Rather, read it as though it's written, for a third of the crop. So that the sense of the Pasuk is that produce is considered finished when it's one-third ripe, and it's this moment that determines to which year's crop it should be assigned. So the Bar Mitzvah boy excitedly used his new Rabbanan's measurement kit to determine exactly when his plant reached a third of its growth, hoping it would last for 3 years, and also to check if his kidneys had taken root. Which reminds me, more brings a Mishnah in Shviz that teaches rice, mill, poppy, and sesame, which are all types of kidneys, Sheishrishu, if near Shoshana, that took root before Shoshana, are tithed according to the past year and are permitted on the seventh year. But if they took root after Shoshana, they're forbidden during the seventh year and are tithed according to the coming year, since they are harvested a few at a time, resulting in some being picked before Shoshana and some after. The Rabban chose to assign them based on taking root. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman, Zichron Shiur, a great day and great learning.